If you use Georgia's exchange, your only option is Blue Cross Blue Shield. They are the only insurer to offer statewide plans in Georgia's exchange. Premiums are set to go up 40% in 2018. And Blue Cross just announced a new policy to limit coverage for ER visits under certain circumstances. Joining us now is Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health, and Beth Stevens is senior director of public policy, Georgia Watch. Hello to both of you.
Hi.
Good to be here.
Georgia Health News, I should say there, Andy. Explain this new policy, how this works in Blue Cross's attempt. It sounds like what they're basically trying to do is get people to stop using the ER for their GP visits. But how does it function?
Well, it began July 1, so we don't have any real evidence as to how it's been working yet so far. But basically what Blue Cross is doing is saying, look, we don't want you to go to an ER to get care for something like a cold or a sinus infection or take stitches out, whatever. They want people not to use the emergency room for things that they can get in a doctor's office or in an urgent care center. So they have decided that they're simply, if they deem that an ER visit is not appropriate for whatever symptoms that the person has, they're not going to pay for that care. And it will fall back on the consumer to pay for it. And obviously, it's caused a lot of eyebrows to be raised. It's caused concern. Consumer groups, state regulators say that they're going to be watching this policy carefully to make sure that people don't get shut out of coverage that they should get.
Beth, the problem is we don't exactly have clarity on what's considered necessary treatment and what is not. How do we know? How is a insured person supposed to know what Blue Cross will consider necessary or not?
Yeah, well, I understand that they're looking at it from a layperson's standard. So, that's a good thing. But there are, you're asking the consumer to self-diagnose and make a determination about whether the ER care is appropriate. And there was a study from 2016 in a reputable medical journal that found that 6 out of the top 10 patient symptoms that are described in non-emergent ER visits are actually symptoms of true emergencies, like lower back pain, abdominal and chest pain, sore throat, headache. So someone may be having a true emergency and not recognize that because they're not a medical professional and not aware of the symptoms. And that's what concerns us. And it also concerns us that a consumer, many consumers can't afford an extra $400, $500, $1,000 unexpected bill, and what that does to a consumer's credit, how they're going to pay for that bill if they're not expecting it, is concerning to us.
The other concern, of course, would be that in a healthy insurance environment, that if they didn't like this particular policy, they could go to another insurer. So it's complicated by the fact that Blue Cross is the only statewide insurer available on the exchange, right? How does that work?
Well, in this past year, in 96 out of 159 Georgia counties, Blue Cross was the only insurer available. So, there are...
Mostly rural?
Most of the people in Georgia that have ACA marketplace individual policies live in the metro area just because we have such a high population and concentration. And here in metro Atlanta, consumers do have a few choices. In the more rural areas, Blue Cross is the only insurer. In metro Atlanta and northern Georgia, there are a couple more options for people in terms of provider or insurers available on the exchange. But we're concerned about the people that, only have Blue Cross as a policy and, the implications of this new policy they're rolling out.
There's a couple things, Andy, that you and I have talked about in the past that come into play here. And the first is the fact that, especially in rural areas, there's not always a general practitioner close by. I mean, one of the things that has become a problem, not just in Georgia, but nationwide, is that it's getting harder and harder to get doctors to go into general practice. Does it matter how far you are from a GP to the Blue Cross?
It does. They say that there's an exemption for people that are so many miles away from an urgent care center or like a drugstore clinic, and they'll exempt those people from this policy. But yeah, rural areas they tend to be poorer. They tend to have more people without insurance. And they tend to, as you say, not have enough doctors, primary care doctors. I mean, they're scarce in many areas of rural Georgia.
Let's talk then a little bit about the second thing that you and I discussed in the past, and I'm wondering how this relates to either the raise in premiums or the Blue Cross Blue Shield policy. Here's a comment from Georgians for a Healthy Future. They're explaining about the coverage gap.
More than 3 million Americans fall into a health insurance coverage gap. This means they make too little money to qualify for tax credits to purchase health insurance on healthcare.gov and too much to qualify for Medicaid coverage. They're stuck in the gap with no affordable insurance options.
So, Beth, people who are in a coverage gap before, that may include more people if premiums are going up 40%. Yes, or is that wrong?
Well, the subsidies that people receive from the federal government to help them pay for marketplace insurance, you know, they're not going away right now.
Right.
I mean, there's some concern about that, but at least at the federal level in Congress, you know, the bills didn't pass that would change the subsidies. So people are still getting the subsidies. If the price of insurance goes up, the subsidy will go up too.
Right, but we're talking about the people who didn't meet the qualifications to get a subsidy, Andy.
Right. Those are kind of the working poor people. And Georgia did not expand its Medicaid program, unlike 31 other states that did. And so you have people that, as the person just said, they make too much money to qualify for Medicaid as is in Georgia, but they not eligible for the subsidies in the exchange. And so they're kind of in a double whammy there, and they tend, again, not to be uninsured because of that. And we have a very high rate of uninsured people, something like 14%. It's one of the top percentages in the country.
Could it go up? Well, the reason I ask this is I wonder if somebody was able to paying Blue Cross premiums out of their pocket and premiums are about to go up 40%, that could increase the number of uninsured in Georgia.
Yes, it could. Now, I will say that there's another factor going on, and that is what's happening at the White House administration level, and that is whether the insurers will get these subsidies for people to lower their deductibles and out-of-pocket costs in the exchange. The Trump administration has threatened to cut them off. The White House has also signaled that they will not, or they're thinking about not enforcing the tax penalty for people that don't get insurance. So both of those things could lead to more uninsured people.
And Beth, that brings us to the other point, which is that perhaps, how possible is it that these changes at Blue Cross Blue Shield are caused by, at least in part, by this uncertainty in D.C. over what may happen with subsidies and what may happen with healthcare, period?
Yeah, there's a lot of unpredictability right now, as Andy pointed out, in terms of those cost-sharing subsidies and, you know, what type of legislation we could see from Congress that might, you know, change the structure of the way the Affordable Care Act currently works. And that unpredictability has led to insurers pulling out of marketplaces here in Georgia and in other parts of the country. And so, yes, that is happening.
But in the 40 seconds that we have left, Andy, this is going to cause more complications. It could increase the number of uninsured, and it could also end up, there could be a mistake where someone should go to the ER and doesn't.
Right. And so there's a couple things going on, but there's a lot of confusion in the marketplace, a lot of instability. Insurers are feeling it, and consumers are feeling it as well.
That is Andy Miller. He's editor of Georgia Health News. And Beth Stevens is senior director of public policy at Georgia Watch. Thanks so much to both of you.
Glad to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Just ahead, former Atlanta attorney Chris Wray is confirmed as the new FBI director. We take a look at what this may mean for the ever-widening Russia investigation. This is On Second Thought.